It's a Hollywood weekend this weekend. Chris Bellini is here. Good morning to you, Chris. A lot to get to today.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff happened this weekend, as you know. The Oscars are knocking on the door. Can't wait for that. And, you know, really quickly, I'd love to tell you about something that just came out that some people may overlook. It's a film called Red Sparrow. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are anticipating this movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
Let me give you a little background on it. Basically, Jennifer Lawrence, she plays Dominika. She's a prima ballerina in Russia who suffers a career-ending injury. And, of course, she's been taking care of her mother, who's very sick, so that income and that support from the ballet company being gone puts her in a lot of really bad spots.
Uh-huh.
She ends up accepting an invitation to a secret intelligence service program called the Sparrow School, where she's going to learn how to use her body and her mind to become a weapon. And her first assignment is to find out who the big high-ranking official in the Russian government, who the mole is, and she's going to have to go back and forth with a CIA agent played by Joel Edgerton. That's sort of the lineup. Here's the thing. I know I heard a lot of people, we talked about it, you know, that sex and violence, it's kind of portrayed in a brutal way here, so a lot of people thought it was a little too heavy
too much
to be a popcorn film, and I know people always complain about accents. You could hear them drop once in a while. And I got to say, though, for me, I hear what people say. I can see why maybe they wouldn't connect to them, but I totally enjoyed the film. And I'll tell you why really quick. I like the approach, you know. This movie is a spy movie. There's no gun battles and no car chases. There's no jumping out of planes.
Ah.
It's this chess game where you use seduction. You use lies. You use alliances. You use double crosses. And that always keeps me interested because, you know, we know people are lying. We just don't know who's lying at what moment and who's lying how much. Or could there be the case that these are two people, the CIA operative and the Russian operative played by Jennifer Lawrence, two people that have a connection that maybe they understand the truth and maybe by being honest with each other, they can both get what they want. You don't know. You got to wait to see the end. And there are a few twists in there. I like what they did because the pace is slow. Like the pace because at the end, there's one of those payoffs where you're like, ah, that's what she was doing.
Oh, we like that. That's a good. That's a good note.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it, even though I know a lot of people, I battled back and forth with them after the screening. I enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot there that was different enough to make it fun.
All right, very good to know about Red Sparrow, Chris. And, of course, tomorrow night the Razzie Awards will be handed out. And then Sunday, a little bit bigger of a venue for the Oscar Awards. And I'm thrilled to see that Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway will be back to announce the Best Picture Award. So another.
I know. Well, we're hoping everything goes all right. I know with all the new, the original accounting company is still in place, but I heard that those two people aren't there. There's a new rule, no cell phones behind stage. And I think there's even, they used to have two envelopes, one on each side.
Yeah.
They have like a third layer now of protection to make sure that that never happens.
Yeah, no surprise. But will there be surprises? I guess that's the question in advance of Sunday.
Well, you know, I tell you what, here's the thing. I think there are a lot of non-surprises. We know Gary Oldman's walking away with it. Frances McDormand's walking away with it. Of course, we got Allison Janney walking away with it. Sam Rockwell, pretty sure he's walking away with it. I know he deserves it. I know there's been a lot of buzz, backlash against Three Billboards recently. Don't think it's enough to knock him out of that award. I think the big question marks come where a lot of people have been talking about director. For me, I would say Guillermo del Toro was a surefire winner. But a lot of people say that the late-running Jordan Peele, who did Get Out.
Oh, really?
With a big, you know, of course, Shape of Water in the early season was winning all the best screenwriting awards. Well, Jordan Peele's now just won the Writers Guild Award for Get Out. So puts him as a front runner now as that.
And wouldn't that be something for a horror movie?
I think he's going to win that, yeah. But the director, it's tough to say. Guillermo del Toro, he's really loved in Hollywood. He's the proverbial nice guy. You hardly hear about the nice guy in Hollywood. So I think that may is going to keep him on top. But look out for those little changes, you know?
And a lot of the big movies this year, Chris, really didn't make much money, didn't cost much money to make. And in terms of The Shape of Water, I mean, I think it's made about $15 million all told.
I know, you know, not a lot of big numbers. And usually it's very rare, I think, you know, on the rare side to see a blockbuster scrape in there and get an Academy Award. Because obviously, you know, sometimes the mainstream audience wants to see that entertainment value, and some of the Oscar films are a little heavier. Unless you're talking about something like The King's Speech, if you go back that far, that was a great inspirational film all around that can make the money and get the awards. You know, like I said, surprises. The one thing I'm looking for, nobody really bets on, but if you're looking for a pool, is the documentary feature.
Yeah.
All the big documentaries that have been winning the awards and been talked about, none of them have been nominated. You had that Jane Goodall?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I probably mispronounced that, documentary that got so many accolades, and it's not on the roster, and there's some other ones that aren't on the roster either. So, you know, when you look at that pool, because I like playing pools at the Oscar, that's going to be the one. If you could grab that, that's going to push you ahead. I still haven't figured out who's going to pull that off. I got to go through and see if I can figure that one out.
And, of course, we'll have to gauge, as everyone does, the performance of Jimmy Kimmel for the second year in a row as Oscar host.
I got to say, the one thing I like about Kimmel, we talked about it, A, I love that they opened up with Justin Timberlake's song last year.
Yeah, that was
usually
good.
That got you off your feet. That got the energy going. Was a good indicator that it was going to be something different. But, you know, Kimmel, to me, that whole bus thing that people didn't like, you know, we brought the people in.
Oh, yeah.
I like that person because it's sort of like the everyday man's Oscars. You know, we're the guys on the outside paying to see the tickets.
That was pretty funny, come to think of it.
I'd love to be in that audience.
Yeah.
So to get to see people like, what? That's the Washington.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Meryl.
Yeah. Right.
That was.
And to see them kind of maybe they don't appreciate it, maybe they don't, but.
Well, that would be interesting. You're right. I sort of had forgotten about that whole bus thing last year, but it was pretty comical. So we'll see what he does this year. Well, we'll see if you're right, too, come Monday, Chris. And appreciate you being with us, and happy Oscars to you.
You betcha. Enjoy them.
All right. That is Chris Bellini, the Blue Jean movie critic here on KSRO.